Connor Boyack, president of the Libertas Institute, says even though many businesses sell EBD oil, Utah law is pretty clear.
And for decades, this plant has been placed on Schedule 1 by the federal government, which effectively means that it is banned except in very limited circumstances for, you know, some select research purposes. Utah law has long mimicked federal law and also banning cannabis. That changed a few years ago when the legislature modified the law such that patients with intractable epilepsy, severe seizures, could obtain CBD oil legally, could possess it legally, but they had to meet certain criteria. They had to obtain a permit from the Utah Department of Health.
He says as things stand now, seizure patients are the only exception to possessing and using the oil. Heber business owner Ed Hendershot had been selling CBD oil from his shop, Aspen Rustics, over the past couple of months. He's had many patients of all ages who use the tincture and find relief from a variety of ailments. An agent from the Division of Professional Licensing showed up at his store a few days before Christmas. He showed him an administrative subpoena, which the agent said allowed him to confiscate Hendershot's CBD inventory.
I challenged that, and both the police officer and the agent were on their cell phones for probably 10 minutes looking up online, trying to figure out what to do. And I'm serious. And ultimately, you know, the police officer said, we're not going to take it. The agent said, well, I'm supposed to take it. He actually called his supervisor, and the supervisor told him, you need to take it.
Hendershot is frustrated because he says he was given information from the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency that the sale and possession of the oil was legal everywhere. Additionally, Hendershot says the product is sold in many shops throughout the state, and he thinks it's very unfair that he's been singled out. He was told by the agent that someone reported him to the DOPL. Boyack explains why so many are confused by the way the product is regulated.
And so unfortunately what you find is that because the federal law recently changed to allow these CBD products for purposes of federal law, an exemption was given to these CBD products that don't have the psychoactive THC in them. Unfortunately, that did not change Utah law. And so Utah law still currently bans these products, and yet nationally, manufacturers of these CBD oil products are telling retailers that, hey, here's this wonderful product. It's now been legalized in all 50 states under this federal act. Well, no, that's not true, because state laws can and do prohibit this separate and apart from the federal law. And so it's in this legal uncertainty, this very clouded gray area that retailers find themselves in. They're not lawyers. They're not consulting their attorneys. They're operating in good faith on the assurances of these manufacturers that these products are fully legal in all 50 states. From our legal understanding, that's simply not true.
Boyack says his group has been instrumental in changing the law so epilepsy patients can use CBD oil in Utah.
And obviously on this issue, our position would be that this non-psychoactive CBD oil should be openly available for retail sale. You should not need a doctor's note. It should not be limited. And these business owners who are offering a safe product should not, you know, face legal consequences for doing so. We think this item needs to be fully carved out from the law for retail sale. And in fact, it appears that may be an option on the table. Senator Vickers and Representative Daw have been saying that they are exploring legislation for the upcoming session to do precisely that.
Boyack says DOPL is still investigating Aspen Rustics.
That's not yet known, even by the business owner. So currently Doppel is investigating this. It was a pharmacy inspector who showed up, and so allegedly perhaps they believe that only a pharmacy is allowed to sell these products, when under federal law, pharmacies are not allowed to sell the product. So there still remains quite a bit of uncertainty as to what state regulators will do. They've not referred it for prosecution to any, you know, law enforcement agency, although that could still be done.
There's a lot of uncertainty for this Heber business owner, as well as the many other businesses that currently sell CBD oil. Hendershot has not been charged with any crime. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.